fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 9th day of, yes, here, the 9th day of November. Here we are. And it looks like we have Professor McKinney with us. The day is to get an alternative source of heat for your home. Professor James McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I believe, 13 books. An advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced where foreign governments consult with him, and a weekly talk show host. His webpage is linked at my page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Good to have you with us. Well, the midterms are over, and we had some good results in many jurisdictions, lost a few that we hoped we would win. And I got a comment from my fiance here. Here's what she says regarding John Fetterman. John Fetterman looks like he steals catalytic converters for a living. What a way to go, Pennsylvania.
It just tells you the state of things. That's all you can say.
It's pretty incredible what's been going on. It's pretty incredible. As of an hour ago, hour and a half ago, I don't know if we have enough congressional seats in the House to control the House or not. It was we were lacking, I think, 14 seats as of an hour and a half ago. And the Senate was tied 48-48 last time I checked an hour and a half ago. So things are still neck and neck, aren't they?
Well, and you have to realize that a lot of those people are not true to their colors, so to speak. So
the rhinos, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, the bottom line is when you get this close, what you have is a country divided. And, my prediction is, and I want to just stay away from politics, but what my one prediction is, they're going to start passing voter denier laws that it will be illegal to deny the vote, and that'll be the end of that issue, because they have to get rid of the idea that something ain't quite right out there. And so anyway, the United States if you look overall, they're not doing anything. The Congress is not getting anything accomplished other than weakening the country to the point where it'd be like pushing over a leaf on a cold fall day. That, you know, that, and that's where the United States is right now. So none of this really has any great importance in the overall demise of the United States, which is, in the way I see it, inevitable.
Well, it may be inevitable. It may be. I want to hold out hope that we can turn this around at the ballot box rather than with the bullet box, the cartridge box. But we shall see.
Yeah, I don't foresee any bullet boxes myself. I don't think there's the spirit there. And, you know, it's not in something like that. There's no winners. There would be simply people defeating themselves.
Absolutely. I got some good news for my neighborhood. It'll be 79 degrees here today.
Ooh.
And wow. Almost as warm tomorrow. And it gets back to what might be called normal fall weather after that. But I'm going to get my Triumph TR6 out, which has no windshield. I had a couple of Brooklyn's racing screens on it, about the size of a loaf of bread. And I'm going to have a custom bumper sticker, Jim, made that says the following: windshields are for sissies.
Well, you know, 99.999% of all people on the planet who ride motorcycles don't have windshields. You know.
Well, I got a windshield on mine because I don't like to be knocked over by the wind. But right. on my sports car, I don't have a windshield. I just have those little racing windscreens.
Yes.
So,
but do you go
anyway,
fast
I'm
in it?
Do you say go again?
Like, do you go fast, like 100 mile an hour fast? Or?
Well, one of the things, very few people have rode in an automobile with no windshield. Almost nobody. And my first automobile was a Triumph TR3, and 18 years old. I had the windshield off the first day, second day I owned it, I think. But you get the feeling of speed. If you're going at the speed limit, around here maybe 60 miles an hour, 55, 60, you feel like you're going 100 miles an hour because you have no windshield. You got the wind and the noise and all the rest of it. It gives you a feeling of speed without necessarily going all that fast. Now, my friend Ted Brewer, he wanted Dr. Brewer. Have you been on any of Ted's shows, Dr. Brewer?
No.
Well, he's a radio talk show host also. I visited him. I was his house guest in Orlando. He wanted to show me his Porsche, and he says, it was nighttime, and he lives in the country outside of Orlando. If we're on his country road, he stops, and he rolls down the windows. I said, why'd you roll down the windows, John? And he says, well, you don't get the feeling of speed with the windows up. So he went from zero to really fast in about 4 seconds, and I was impressed. So that's the thing about British sports cars. You don't need to be going fast to get the feeling that you are going fast.
Uh-huh.
I ride from here to Bixby, Missouri, the highest elevation unincorporated community state of Missouri, at about 17 miles. I may pass three vehicles the entire 17 miles. Very curvy road.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Well, that's fun.
It is a lot of fun. And I got a new humor section at my website, Jim. We need humor in our lives, don't you think?
Yeah. You know, Ronald Reagan was a guy that just had wonderful humor. There's a lot of his little quips on YouTube and things like that. Every now and then they pop up and I listen to them. And they're little jokes. And I don't know if he made them up himself, but they're one-liners. Like, he'll tell this story, and you get all involved in the story, and then it's a one-line punchline, and they're really cute. I heard one the other day where the guy in Russia is going to get a car, and you have to wait 10 years to get a car. You have to get on the line. You have to pay first. Then you get in line. And so he goes through all the registration. He goes through all of his various agencies to get everything stamped. And he finally gets the final thing stamped, and he pays the money. And the lady says, okay, now wait 10 years. And he goes, well, will that be in the morning or the afternoon? And the lady says, well, what do you mean? It's 10 years from now. What does it matter? He goes, well, that's the same day the plumber's going to come. That's a Ronald Reagan.
Well, I got a follow up on that, but it's not a joke. It's reality. When I was in college, being educated to become a paralegal, the summer of 72, I think it was, I was doing research in the Washington University Law Library, and I picked up a copy of the Wall Street Journal that was lying there, and I read about the very first man in China to purchase a privately owned automobile, the very first one, and it was, I think, it wasn't even a car. It was a ton and a half truck, I believe. And he had to agree with the local commissars, the communist officials, that he would provide transportation to his neighbors if he was given permission to buy the very first privately owned vehicle in the entire country of China in 1972. He had to grant permission to and agree to carry his neighbors if they needed transportation. Otherwise, he could not make that purchase of the very first privately owned vehicle in the entire country of China. Now, that was 50 years ago when the very first privately owned vehicle was purchased in China. They've come a long way since then, haven't they?
Well, they've become very capitalistic, and in some senses, they're more capitalistic than we are, which is interesting, you know. But, yeah, you know, that it may get like that in the United States, where they require your house to partake with illegal aliens.
Aren't they doing it in some jurisdictions already in California?
Well, actually,
I got an update for you on that. One of my Friday guests, Dr. Yurokos, Dr. Pete Yurokos, he's a chiropractor in the metro Chicago area. In less than 8 weeks, the 1st of January, now he has an office, a chiropractic office. He has a lobby, a reception area with padded seats, which is heated in the winter and air-conditioned in the summer. If a homeless person comes in there with their shopping cart and all their possessions and decides they're going to spend the night there, he can't. If he calls the police won't respond. Beginning the 1st of January. Now, it's more likely that they would do that in a, let's say, the large open area of a Lowe's hardware store. They have a pretty large area there and nice clean restrooms. If a homeless person comes in there into Lowe's or Home Depot after the 1st of January with their shopping cart, with all their possessions, their sleeping bag, and they want to spend the night, if Lowe's calls the police or Home Depot calls the police, they won't respond because they're no longer breaking the law as of the 1st of January in Illinois.
Wow. Well, I guess if you're homeless, that's the place to go.
Well, a nice warm place. You know, they may turn the heat down a bit at night, but it'd be warm and comfortable. You got a nice clean restroom to use, drinking water available. I don't know if my cooking food may become an issue with the fire marshal. I don't know. But they do it on a sidewalk in front of the place, I guess.
Right. You have to go outside to do drugs and smoke and cook on your little camp stove.
Exactly.
Yeah, but L.A. has around 200,000 homeless people, and it's gotten to the point. And the reason is because rent has gotten to the point, and some of these people are well employed. They just can't afford a place to live. You know, it's like $3,000 a month, and they don't make $3,000 a month, so they literally cannot find a place to live. I think I told the story of these friend of mine, I think it was like a brother or cousin or somebody, was in Los Angeles or just outside of Los Angeles, and they were trying to save up money to leave. And they couldn't save up money, so the guy was like sleeping in his car that didn't work. He finally saved up enough money to get it fixed, and they were able to get all the way to, I think, like Alabama, where they were able to buy a little house on a little piece of land where they were going to then, you know. But this sounds like the 1930s, like the Great Depression, you know, the kind of things that people were doing to get a car that would just barely make it across the country and probably broke down. And this is the state of the country, course, you don't see that on the evening news. But, yeah, California, people are trying to get out, and some of them cannot. They, you know, like that. There was a movie, with like 1950s or 60s. It was like Escape from New York. And these people are trying to get out of New York, and they can't. You know,
that was filmed in St. Louis. A friend of mine was an extra in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have at my website a three-bedroom home with one bath in a little town of Bismarck, Missouri, for only $97,000. It's in the process of being cleaned up right now. The carpets were shampooed last week, and it's a solid little home for only $97,000 on a double lot in the quaint little town of Bismarck, Missouri, where you can walk almost everywhere you need to go do your shopping, go to a cafe, and so forth.
Hmm. Well, maybe there'll be some Californians moving in soon.
Well, it's the least expensive place at my website for sale, and once it's sold, it's sold, and I won't have another one for some period of time. But my phone number is at my website if anybody wants to get more information. There's photographs there as well. And I think it's going to be turned over to a real estate agency probably in a week or so, and I won't be handling it anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jim, what's on your mind that you really want to talk about this morning, sir?
Well, John, I sent you that Nova video. Now, this is really weird. Nova posts, and Nova is the, you know, it's like one of the original cable channels, I guess you could call it. It goes way back. It started as a magazine, and I think Ben Bova was, as I recall, I don't know. I guess my brain is still working enough to remember those details, but this is back in the, I think, late 60s, early 70s, and was Ben Bova was the editor, if I recall the name, but it was a magazine. It was like a glossy magazine, and then it turned into like video productions, etc. But anyway, they recently did a video production on the Nazca lines, and somebody, of course, sent me this so I could take a look at it. And I looked at about a third of it, and I didn't have time because like an hour long thing. So I just parked it and I said, okay, I'll go back to it. So I go back to it and it's gone. And including the comments. And so I had sent it to you while it was still up.
Yes.
And did you get to see it at all, or were you busy?
I looked it over a bit. Yes.
Yeah, so it was there, and so like I go back a day later to finish watching it, and it's gone with the comments. And so I think in that time there were for certain there were some people because in the video they were claiming that nobody knows about this, that there's no explanation, and they show these guys that are local little archaeologists from Peru going out there moving rocks and kind of playing in the dirt, but having no clue what these things are all about. And so that was basically their message. So I'm sure that there were people who were posting that Professor McCanny has...
Big woo-woo mystery story. And of course, your work takes the mystery out of it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and so they, you know, that, and of course, they don't want people to understand that, you know, there was a... some group of entities here, you know, 10,000 years ago, because these were not Incas. They try and make it sound like these were Inca. They're not. You know, that's an absurdity. Everybody knows that knows anything about them. But they are an antenna complex. And when they would show them, they would show them close up from the air. But like with the monkey, they didn't show the complete figure, which includes all the fractal antennas which are attached to the monkey. So anyway, it was just like a whitewash, literally trying to make it sound like, yeah, these things are out in the desert, nobody knows anything about them. But they pulled it down, and that's what I find curious. I guess I'll just use that word.
Somebody may have gotten your information to them and they got embarrassed and shut it down. We have a caller on hold. We got a break. We'll break back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is our sponsor by EMP Shield. Do you want to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car of that youngster off to college, with the exact same equipment, no difference at all, the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses? That's EMP Shield equipment with a very nice $50 discount at thelibertyman.com. My Veterans Day sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now and goes until Monday at midnight. If you're mailing me a check, make sure it's postmarked before midnight, Monday the 14th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads with a special premium. You get a copy of my DVD titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, with each order of the energy cleaner or the mattress pads, either one. All right, Professor McCanny's has some technical issues we're dealing with here, and we'll hold off getting to our caller until Jim gets back. He's got to reboot his computer and maybe do one or two other things here at to get back online with us. And we'll bring him back as quick as we can. I want to revisit this cannabis thing again. It's a difficult issue, to say the least. Eric from New York made some good points. Nancy from California made some good points. I feel like I made some good points also. My main concern is people operating motor vehicles, cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, airplanes, while they're under the influence of any drug, alcohol, cannabis, or otherwise.
Hello.
Something. Jim, are you back?
I'm back. My mic went dead.
That does happen. But Jim, before we get to our call, you have a weekly radio show. Tell people how they can listen live to the archives, if you would, please.
Yes. Every Thursday evening, which would be tomorrow night, from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McKinney Science Hour at the Crossroad airs, and in its 22nd year, commercial-free. And so this year, we're in the home stretch of the year-long series of episodes, The Discoveries of My Work, and it's a history. It's not not talking about the science itself. I'm talking about the history, all the little innuendos and things that have happened. So November and December are finishing off that series. And also, I would like to let people know that my webpage is being updated, and I think Friday it's going to be released. And I'm going to have a much more streamlined set of offerings there. And the one thing I want to let people know, too, is I'm right now in a position to offer, we were talking about this on the show, hydrogen package updates. And I haven't made the final decision on this yet, but it's a certified unit that you can put in your car to get a 20% increase in gas mileage and with hydrogen. So anyway, I'm still deciding if I'm going to offer that, but that if it's there, it'll be there by Friday. And so, but anyway, the new webpage would be up Friday. That's the jmcanneyscience.com webpage.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
The archives, et cetera, from the show.
Our caller is Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning, John and Jim. Yes, it's this homeless deal, that's in my problem. I hear all this. I tell people I come to Texas March 30th, 1952. So those that do a little math, you can kind of figure out how old I am. A lot of people won't know where I come from when I tell them that, brother. But anyway, I lived the first 5 years. Kitchen and then a bathroom living area. And then one part. No water.
John, I'm not getting any sound.
Yeah, Jerry, you're breaking up really bad here, Jerry. If you need a better connection, we really can't hear what you're saying. We'll encourage you to call back when you got a good solid connection. And thanks for the call, Jerry. The call number is 512-248-8252. It sounded like Jerry was in a marginal area with a cell phone, didn't it, Jim?
Oh yeah, it was. I couldn't make anything out.
No, I couldn't. No, I couldn't make any sense of that. President Trump's going to announce this coming Tuesday what he's going to be doing. And I got a note here that Jerry was in his barn when he made the call. If it's a metal barn, that would explain that. If it's all metal, it stops cell phone signal. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning, look away, look away. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My new humor section has something added to it, you know, a couple, 2-3 times a week. We need more humor in our lives, and it's a lot of fun. If you have a video or a meme that you think would be good, just get that to me, and we'll put it right in there. And, of course, everything's back up and running. A couple weeks ago, we were down all week long. That was a struggle, but everything's back up and running normally. Interesting photographs, and I want to thank Professor McCanny for stimulating this. Photographs of the two different Joe Bidens right there at my website next to the humor section. One Joe Biden, the real one, has an attached earlobe. Detached earlobe. Get this right, John. The make-believe Joe Biden has a attached earlobe, and those photographs, and there's literally hundreds of others you can find of both Joe Bidens. And, of course, energy cleaners. The Veterans Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now until Monday the 14th at midnight. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. You have special premium, a free gift. You get a copy of my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. That was the basis for my being awarded the Prague Peace Prize in Prague, Czech Republic, the summer of 2017. That's included as a special premium when you purchase your energy cleaner or your mattress pad at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, it looks like our next caller is Michael in California. Good morning, Michael.
Hello?
You're on the air, Michael. Go ahead.
Okay. Professor, I have a comment and a question. The comment is, a couple of days ago, I saw a video about Hyperion pure hydrogen vehicle. Unfortunately, it looked like it probably cost $500,000, but it was actually drivable and a hydrogen cell, and put out water vapor. Are you familiar with this? Hyperion, it was called.
No. The one I'm more familiar with is built by Toyota. It's called the Mirai, and it's a production car. It's in California only. They have the charging stations in California. And so anyway, those are now on the market. They're a reasonably priced vehicle, you know, for the average consumer. But there will be more and more. Recently, Elon Musk made a public statement that he's moving to hydrogen cars. It wasn't specific that he was leaving lithium because he's got his giga battery factory going. But I think he's seeing the light the light at the end of the tunnel relative to battery-powered automobiles. And that hydrogen is the future, which is what I determined. I made an announcement on this show. And that's why I'm doing a lot of things relative to hydrogen in the background. And also working with companies that are OEMs like that need hydrogen. So anyway, but did you have another? You said you had a question.
I do have a question. We're told that the Milky Way galaxy is a flat disk. Wouldn't it be more practical in space that it would be more like a spiral staircase rather than a flat disk? What is your view on that?
You mean that it's not flat, that it's somehow warped?
Yeah, it's not really flat.
Yeah, there are galaxies that are warped, and it's because of their evolution when they were being formed, because the standard theory for where galaxy comes from is that they somehow had a gravitational impulse that made them start spinning with arms, which is completely ludicrous. The real cause is that there's a gravitational flow problem with material coming in, and it spins with angular momentum, and then the arms come out of the nucleus. They're actually emanating in opposite directions from the nucleus. One of my peer-reviewed public papers is on this exact topic. But as the angular momentum changes for the infalling cloud, that's what causes the warping. It looks like a warped disk. But supposedly, our Milky Way galaxy that we live in is a warped galaxy from what studies that have been done. And that's hard
not
to say.
Not a flat disk.
Not a flat disk. Most galaxies are flat disks, you know, and within a certain limit. Unlike the Saturn rings, which are extremely thin, the sun has a disk around it, which is extremely thin. But galaxies are a little bit thicker, let's just put it that way. But there are warped galaxies out there.
Thank you.
Okay, Michael, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Professor. I just wanted to make a comment. I don't know if you know this, but just a couple of days ago, I can't remember who it was, but who these doctors were or the scientists, but they made a discovery that is relating to hydrogen fuel, and it's supposedly going to make it much better for and cheaper to process and make hydrogen cells and hydrogen fuel, and these, I believe they were in India, but I can't remember specifically whether they were in India or they were just, I remember looking at the article and reading it, but it was just a few days ago that this new discovery was made. I just wanted to leave that comment, whether you knew about it or whether you had, you might want to research it or look into it, Google it or something.
Yeah, every day there are new advancements relative to hydrogen and also battery technology, supercapacitors. It's really I liken it to a horse race where you have the horses running down and they've just come out of the gate. That's why we are in the world of transportation for electricity, for electric, for hydrogen, for, you know, natural gas or whatever. And it's like a horse race, and we haven't even got to the first turn. And so who's going to be the winner in this horse race? I don't know. But the one thing I do is I provide the energy from the wind, and that's going to be the big winner. You just see Vesta, for example, coming out today, making an announcement that they are selling their equipment too cheaply. GE and Siemens, those are the big three producers of three-blade wind turbines, are shutting down their wind divisions because even though they're highly subsidized, they're the most highly subsidized business on the planet, they can't make a profit. That's because their crap doesn't work. In fact, I should really sue them for destroying the industry. There's laws against destroying an industry with bad products and causing a difficulties for other. But at any rate, hydrogen is going to be the clear winner in the end. And that I can tell you right now, because compare a stainless steel tank with a lithium ion battery. There's no comparison. And, you know, the ease of making it, how long it's going to last. A stainless steel tank will last 200-300 years. A lithium ion battery is going to last 2 years. I mean, go figure. And then plus it's using lithium ion. It's a horrifically environmentally damaging process to make a lithium ion battery. They catch on fire. And I'll tell you something. There are companies now making progress in what is called dry hydrogen storage. You always think of hydrogen as something like natural gas. You need it pressurized in a big tank. And the new methods of hydrogen storage are dry. They're very, you know, they're room temperature. They don't need high pressure. So hydrogen is going to be in the future. Anyway.
Sounds okay. All right, Charlie. Good call.
Okay,
good call,
thank you. Charlie.
Appreciate the call. All right, next call. Go ahead, Jim.
A quick insert something about hydrogen here. I am daily working on this, and it's very exciting. It's stuff that's going on in the background. And I'm highly considering offering this product where people can convert their automobile to hydrogen. And it's an assist. It's not a complete conversion. But what do you think? Do you think that's a product that people would want?
Well, absolutely. If it can be made to work on a car or a truck and run, basically running on water, of course.
Just add water. That's right. You have a little water tank.
I didn't know until this morning, but apparently Toyota is already marketing a hydrogen-powered vehicle. They call it the Mirai, M-I-R-A-I.
Mirai.
And it's been around for 2 years already. This is the third year, 2020. It's been around. And it goes 300 miles. It's a mid-size sedan. Takes 5 minutes to fuel it up with hydrogen. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's only available in California at this time because they only have the filling stations in California. But that's going to change. That's going to go national. And I just saw an announcement by BMW, I think it was, in Europe. And they were saying that their analysis, too, says that hydrogen will be the clear winner. So they're not going to electric cars. A lot of people are converting from electric to hydrogen. And there's two ways to burn hydrogen. One is in the normal internal combustion engine, and the other way is in a fuel cell. which is like a battery. So anyway, that's coming down the road, and great advancements. And I'm personally up to my eyeballs in that business right now.
Well, apparently, the Toyota version is an electric car. It doesn't use an internal combustion engine. It uses electricity. So hydrogen makes electricity. Fascinating. Let's take our next caller here. You ready, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay, Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Professor McKenney. I wish one of the physicians or dentists, or I should say chiropractors, Dr. Huff, or Dr. Horowitz would have also been on this call. A few minutes ago, cannabis was being discussed. So I was born and raised in India, and I just want to describe how it's done there, or at least how it was done there. That is, I think Mr. Moore can easily recall that in 1960s or so, a lot of hippies went to India or Nepal for cannabis. The reason is that it grows in wild in certain parts south of Nepal and inside Nepal. So as long as it's for personal consumption, anyone can pull a couple of plants and do whatever he or she wants. But when you start selling it, then government has problems. There are government shops which sold government-controlled or government-stocked cannabis and cannabis derivatives. So Professor McKenney is also in the business world, so he might be knowing this too as well, that cannabis does impair, but it makes one passive, while alcohol makes one aggressive. So it's primarily a competition to painkillers in the United States, and that's why pharmaceutical companies don't want competition, just like anyone doesn't want competition, be it government or person. So to keep it radio-friendly and family-friendly, business world works on wining and dining, or beyond a moderate level of pricing and technical merit. It works on who you know, not what you know. So it's very easy to get something federally approved, because you just have to go to one window or one person or one customer. And otherwise, if you want to go state by state, there'll be 50 states, 50 authorities, or more than 50 entities. So it's easy to get pharmaceutical competition address by just addressing the Supreme Court, like federal law trumps all state law for interstate commerce and so on and so forth. So that's why it's primarily a competition to painkillers. That's why it's treated very differently in the United States via the pharmaceutical cartel. And in the earlier hour, we were discussing someone to come clean on the warp speed executive order. So Mr. Moore has been in a legal area, so he knows the importance of mens re, that is Latin for state of mind or the intention. So a lot of legal charges turn on what is the state of the mind of the person. So all I want to say is that just see the pardon list. One is, among many, one is Dad Kushner, and the other is Mr. Sholem Weiss. And I think he had 836 or 846 years of prison sentence, and he was pardoned. So there's that expression, till the cows come home. So coming clean on warp speed will be until the cows come home. And one final thought is RICO, R-I-C-O. RICO may appear easy, but it's very difficult to prove in the court. That's why even the government had to take the route of tax evasion to bring many mafiosi to, say, sentencing or being successfully charged. So similarly, just consider an attorney arranging a prostitute. So to prove that, of course, one will have to go through attorney-client confidentiality and attorney-client privilege, so on and so forth. Those are very hard to overcome in real life and real court system. And suppose if the prosecutor charges $200,000, so just pay the attorney fee of another $15,000 or $20,000 for the attorney time and just get insulated by any investigation at all. So that's all I wanted to say, that cannabis is a competition to pain killing. And just see the pardon list when anyone wants to have any misgivings about someone will come clean on warp speed, executive order. That's all. Thank you again for taking my call.
Amit, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Any follow-up there, Jim, before we move on?
You know, I totally went completely into my head.
Okay. All right. We have a break. We have a couple of cars on hold. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Let's see if we can squeeze one more caller in here. We got Mark in Georgia. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah. Good morning. So this is in regards to the hydrogen. First off, I didn't win the lottery, and I was hoping, like, if I won some money, I was going to be able to do something with hydrogen. But since I didn't win, I might as well throw it out there. So I was thinking, and I don't know if this can happen. So somebody would, and the guy that won probably is not listening to the show. So you could probably retrofit a lot of stores on all across America, all across the world, to have hydrogen cells. Kind of make little kits designed for specific models and this and that, and eventually get equipment into people's house where they can make their own hydrogen at home, and then we possibly could get away from using a dollar, a petrodollar, and having dry, like Professor McCanny said, dry cells that could be a new commodity trading unit, as in money. And say, like, suppose you had a store and you were driving and you shut down and you needed a refuel. Well, maybe you could have people on, like, exercise bikes and you go in there and power it yourself. Or the store could hire, hey, overweight people. You want to lose some weight, get healthy, and make some money? And next thing you know, they're pedaling a exercise bicycle that's hooked up to a small little generator, making some little hydrogen. And then there you go. You trade it off in your car, and the other guy can be on the way, and a person is getting healthy at the same time. But possibly get away from the dollar and control and put freedom into everybody's hands. And I'd like your comments.
Okay. Jim, you got a follow-up on Mark's comments, sir?
Well, you know, when they call things disruptive technologies, hydrogen is one of them. In fact, some of the companies that have made developments in hydrogen were blocked from bringing them to market because they were disruptive. They were, and of course, the oil industry is in there. The oil industry is busy making hydrogen today, but they do it from natural gas or methane, and it's a terribly environmentally bad process because you end up with more carbon dioxide than you would if you just burned it as natural gas or methane. But anyway, the idea is to get off petroleum. And of course, since energy is controlled, the people that control petroleum are trying to find a way to control hydrogen. But it's hard to do because and that's where I come in, is because I would be producing it from the wind. And so anyway, that's the greenest form of hydrogen, where you take a natural source of energy and then convert it into hydrogen. But we're going to have a lot of discussions about this. John, we got just a second left here.
Please.
I wanted to let people know that next Wednesday, the Artemis supposedly moon launch, NASA is going to try and send it off next Wednesday. But I just see the storm coming in.
Well, they may delay that launch. Jim, thank you. We'll have you back next Wednesday. Appreciate it. Okay. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.